Good morning. Good morning. You know what day it is today? Mother's Day. Yeah. So what we're going to do right now is bow our heads and fold our hands and take an opportunity to pray for our mothers and for all the women who help to watch over children in so many ways. So why don't you listen in as we in the congregation pray this prayer for Mother's Day. Let's pray. O Lord, all who gather here today are sons and daughters, and we praise you for our mothers through whom you gave us life. For mothers brave, strong, compassionate, full of wisdom and grace, we give you thanks and praise. For mothers vulnerable, worried, frustrated, and hurried, we pray for peace. For relationships that are strained and no longer a source of joy, we pray for healing. For those who grieve, for mothers who have passed away and who carry their mother's memory in mind and in heart. O Lord, comfort those who mourn with the certain hope of the eternal reunion of all who die in Christ. For mothers who grieve, who have lost children born and unborn, Lord, be gracious to them in their distress as they await the day of Christ's coming when our tears will be turned into laughter. For mothers who are struggling to raise children, who are tired and weary, we pray, O Lord, be their strength and their wisdom, their constant helper. For those who are preparing to empty the nest, we pray with them that our youth may have wings as strong against the currents of our culture as their roots are deep in the Word of God. For stepmothers navigating the pitfalls and the joys of creating a new family, we pray for wisdom and patience. For those who are struggling with infertility and those who are awaiting to adopt, Lord, teach them patience and answer their prayers as you know best. For women who do not have children, but instead teach, lead, care for, and guide the children of others as aunts, baptismal sponsors, teachers, and child care workers, we give you thanks and praise. For the women who recognize in their holy vocation of motherhood their highest calling, to raise their children in the fear and love of the Lord and to impress upon their children's hearts and minds the Word of God, we give you thanks and praise. Amen. So that's our prayer for moms today. Now I want to read to you again from John chapter 10, because not only is it Mother's Day, it's also Good Shepherd Sunday, right? Jesus is our Good Shepherd. So hear these words again. Jesus is talking about himself, and he says, "In him the gatekeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. And when he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and his sheep follow him." Here it comes. "For they know his voice." They know his voice. And that got me to thinking today. Just like a sheep knows the voice of its shepherd, do you think you know the voice of your mother? Do you think you could tell the voice of your mother if you just heard your mother's voice, but you couldn't see her? Would you know that it was your mother? You all think you can do that? Let's try a little experiment, okay? All look up this way here. Okay, can you look up this way? Make sure you're not looking back there, okay? And I'm going to have one of your mothers say something, okay? And we'll see. If you think it's your mother's voice, you raise your hand, okay? Are you ready? So listen carefully now, and we'll see if we can get that mother to maybe let's say the first line of the Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Okay, Mom, go.
"The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want."
Who thinks that was their mom? Jovi? You are right. You are right. That was your mom, right? Yeah. Yeah, you know your mom's voice, don't you? How do you know that voice so well?
Because
That's the voice you've heard all these years, right? The voice that has put you to bed and prayed with you. The voice that has called you to come and eat. The voice that has said, I love you. The voice that has read books to you. That's the voice you can trust, isn't it? Can you trust your mom's voice? Oh, yeah, you sure can. You can. So, let's thank God for the mothers right now whose voices we know and can trust. So let's pray real quick. Thank God for our moms. Dear God, we thank you for our moms and for the voice that we have come to know and to love and to trust. We pray, O Lord, give our moms wisdom to raise us well to know our good shepherd Jesus. Amen. Now, today is also Good Shepherd Sunday, right? Not just Mother's Day. And the Bible tells us that there is another voice that we can trust. Do you know whose voice that is? The voice of Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd. Yep. And you know why we can trust his voice? Because this is the one who said, I lay down my life for the sheep. This shepherd loved us so much that he gave his own life on the cross for our salvation. And he says, now I give to them eternal life. He gives us the gift of heaven. Do you think that we can trust his voice? Yeah, we can. But here's the question. How do you learn to hear the voice of Jesus? How do you know which voice is his? Well, the answer is just like you got to know your mother's voice, right? By hearing that voice over and over and over again. How do we hear the voice of Jesus, our shepherd, over and over and over again? Where do we hear his voice? Well, we hear his voice when we come here to church. We hear his voice when we open the Bible and we read it. We hear his voice in Sunday school when the teacher tells us about Jesus. We hear his voice in our devotions at home when we're around the table. We hear his voice in the hymns that we sing over and over and over. Jesus is talking to us through his word, through the hymns, in our prayers. And we learn to know his voice and we trust him where he follows. Because where is our good shepherd taking us? He's taking us home, isn't he? To our home in heaven. So let's pray a prayer of thanks for that voice too, okay? Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for that beautiful voice of yours that we can always trust. The voice of our good shepherd who guides us, leads us, and brings us home. Help us, Lord, to follow that voice all our days until at last we are with you in your house forever. Amen. Now then, every child should know the good shepherd, right? And every Christian parent should tell their children about the good shepherd. And one of the ways to do that is through this beautiful hymn. And this is a hymn that I love to encourage mothers and fathers to learn to sing to you and to sing together at home, because it reminds us that we have a voice that we can trust, and that's the voice of our good shepherd. So let's, as you're going back to your seats, we're going to sing the hymn, I Am Jesus' Little Lamb. Thanks for coming up. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day and happy Good Shepherd Sunday.